All right, Carl, it's game two of the National League wild card. Chance to put away this Milwaukee Brewers team today. I'm wondering, to look back at that Atlanta win, the first win, it felt like the team had maybe for a couple of days just lost the mojo. That win seemed to kind of spark something. How do you think that Atlanta win showed up last night when you guys continued to get down and respond?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that game, people will talk about this game forever, right? But we had so many of these games throughout the year, walk-off and tough losses, and just continue to find ways to bounce back. Yes, the meaning of that game, the way we got down, took the lead, lost it, ended up winning to clinch. But again, I think this group, man, they just continue to show it, you know, and then there's times where we look flat, you know, but that's baseball, you know, that's baseball. We just got to continue to do what we're doing, man, and just continue to have fun, continue to enjoy it. I mean, we could call it momentum, we could call it vibes, we could call it whatever, but we got to go out there and get a job done today.
Talk about the travel schedule, and I know going into yesterday there was kind of a, where are we, what's the situation, okay, there's a playoff game today, and you always told me that it's not the first day, but the second day that sometimes can grab at your legs. How do you shrug that off today?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're in the playoff, and you might see it here early in the afternoon where, you know, they're slow, but as we getting close to game time, and definitely after that national anthem, it's go time, and it's going to be electric, it's going to be loud, it's 40,000 people, it's just the game itself. I don't think you need to try any harder. You know you're going to get the best out of us in these type of moments.
What was it like yesterday? Towels waving, they go up 2-0, it's pandemonium. What was it like feeling that around you?
Fun, you know, like you look around, it's like, man, this is playoff baseball, you know. You're just proud, you just have to embrace it. You signed up for that, you know. Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, but then when they go quiet, it's even better, you know. So you just have to enjoy it. You know, there's going to be ups and downs throughout the game. You have to stay consistent. You have to just keep having fun and hoping that for the best.
Mark Vientos said that after the game that he was a little nervous, but he comes up with two very big hits. What is it like to see a young guy about to begin his Major League playoff career come up like that?
I think it's good, the fact that he acknowledged that he was nervous. You know, that's a good thing. You have to acknowledge, you're going to be nervous, you know. He's your first playoff game, and then for him to go out there and just control his emotions and just his ability to slow the game down, bases loaded, I think he was, not trying to do too much. Let me go the other way. Big single, big at bat. You know, we get down, that leadoff bullet that he hit off Peralta to get us going. So, yes, he was nervous, but when he was on the box, he found a way, and he slowed the game down, and he had results.
Very few times in this game do you get a chance to hit kind of a reset button, if you will, if you're playing Xbox 360 and your friend's killing you, you hit the reset button. Sean Manaea gets a chance against these guys who got him on Friday here. How nice is that to just say, hey, same team, same lineup, give it another chance here?
Yeah, it's nice. And that's what these guys are used to. You know, there's times throughout the regular season where you're facing back-to-back outings the same team because of the schedule is that way. And then you're going to have some bad outings and some you have to find a way to bounce back. So it's a game of adjustment. I'm going to continue to say it. You know, they're pretty familiar with him. They're going to make some adjustments. They did on Friday. And now Sean's got to make some adjustment. But I think at the end of the day, he needs to stick to his strength and just attack hitters.
Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.